From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. In the heart of the Wasatch, a winter weather advisory is in place now through tomorrow afternoon. The National Weather Service says snow is expected in the Cache, Salt Lake, and Tooele Valleys. In southwest Wyoming, the Wasatch Back, west central Utah, and the southern Wasatch Front for a few inches down low and more in the mountains. Snow will develop across northern Utah this morning and spread. Motorists should plan for slippery road conditions during the morning and afternoon drives. And it's going to be windy in Castle Country and across the San Rafael Swell. A wind advisory hits this afternoon into tomorrow before dawn, especially for SR 10 between Price and Interstate 70 with strong crosswinds, especially impacting high-profile vehicles and those with trailers in tow. Utah's tax code will get a major overhaul by the end of the year if lawmakers get their way. KUER's Nicole Nixon explains what it would mean for taxpayers.
Lawmakers want to raise or add sales taxes to food, gasoline, and services ranging from Netflix to parking. A new draft tax reform package was unveiled Friday night and includes all of that, coupled with an income tax cut of just over 0.3%. The proposal also removes the tampon tax, a longtime goal for Democrats. One thing the draft bill does not include is an alternative way to fund education. Some lawmakers want to remove the earmark on income taxes for schools. Legislative leaders say they want to pass a bill in a special session next month, though education funding and the food tax could be a sticking point for some lawmakers in both parties. A public hearing on the newest proposal is scheduled for 5 o'clock this evening. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
Preparations for the 2020 census are underway across the country, but efforts to recruit workers on the Navajo Nation are lagging behind. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports.
Most people in the United States will get a letter in the spring asking them to fill out the census online, but residents of the Navajo Nation will receive a paper questionnaire hand-delivered to their door. So the Census Bureau needs to recruit workers to visit every home there. Arbin Mitchell is with the Bureau. He says it's especially important to hire local workers on the Navajo reservation.
If this stranger is standing at the door, they'll be hesitant to answer any questions or open the door.
Mitchell says the Census Bureau has recruited less than half the workers it needs to cover the reservation in San Juan County. If that doesn't change, the count could suffer. That's because many people don't trust the federal government and have questions like,
why is information being collected? Is it going to be used against me in one form or another?
Data from this census will affect federal funding for the Navajo Nation as well as redistricting. Mitchell says the Bureau is looking for 100 more people in San Juan County to apply. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
Residents in the Uinta Basin are still boiling water after an order was issued Friday by the State Department of Environmental Quality. The mandate encompasses all homes served by the South Duchesne Culinary Water Company, SDCW. DEQ says multiple tests detected coliform bacteria in its drinking water supply. The order requires customers to boil their water before using it for drinking, preparing food, or brushing teeth. Residents have been under the advisory for more than 2 weeks. The water company buys treated and chlorinated water from a local wholesaler, and DEQ says the contamination could be linked to waterline breaks or other failures. A new report finds that people seeking mental health treatment go out of network more than they do for primary care. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichelle has more.
Basically, for consumers, it's often more expensive to treat mind than body, and that disparity seems to be getting worse. Steve Mellick is an actuary with Milliman, the risk management and healthcare consulting company that did the report.
People have to go out of network, which usually means they have to pay more out of pocket.
Which can also mean that mental health help is out of reach for a lot of people. And as Mellick points out, this report looked at claims, so it only reflects people who actually received services.
People that identify that they have to go out of network, and then they get an estimate of the bill, and they say, that's too expensive, I'm not going to do it. We don't even know about those people.
So he says the findings are an understatement when it comes to the challenges of receiving care for mental health or addiction. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
In Utah, people were about twice as likely to go out of network for behavioral health office visits than for primary care. Brigham Young University's men's cross-country team won its first national title in program history. BYU women runners finished second at the NCAA championships, and for the first time ever, that 1-2 finish best for both teams. As well, BYU head coach Ed Eystone is now the first person in NCAA men's cross-country history to win an individual national title as a runner in 1984 and then coach a team to a national championship. I'm Diane Maggio Pinto, KUER News.